사회 시범이기
가슴 척 뒤매도 갑시다. 가슴 다 어려. 지금 아버지면 지금 어디 시켜차 있어?
지금 주관 아버지 주관
주관
주관은 참
아버지 아버지
찾았어.
찾아와.
아버지 찾았어.
들에 가슴 딱 아버지에 걸려 들에. 랑나 신기 타도 시고로 하시면 경과랑 길 야가시나 보시고 스타티 가서 아바디시 다 조금도 틀에 아니 지 가서래 보기지 신기 타도 온 게 랑나네 그때 맨나다 시시다 그러왔다베 간대시 중간에 나요 티가로 쓰 맞죠 맞지 내가 아직 숨겨야래 아니 경 간대시 나요 아니 랑기 라야나 라베 다티 다 티니 숨도 와들
Verse 5 of the 8 verses of mind training says that when out of jealousy others mistreat me with abuse, slander, or the like, I shall accept defeat and offer the victory to others. So in those situations when we experience such mistreatment, from others motivated by their jealousy, So the verse is saying that we should remain undisturbed, the mind remains undisturbed, and then to train in accepting the situation, accepting the loss, the defeat.
Yeah.
This is an advice that is meant to be for practice, yeah. And it is an advice on the practice of patience. So it is said that in such situations, like the ones mentioned in verse 5, when one is experiencing that kind of that situation, if one remains undisturbed and abide in the practice of patience, or it is said that the merit, the benefit that one gets from this practice of patience greatly exceeds the merit that is accumulated from the practice of generosity and ethical discipline, and likewise also the much more powerful purification of the negativities is effected, you know, if one remains in the practice of patience. If in such situations, if our minds become disturbed, if we are unable to abide in patience, then our hatred will greatly destroy our merit. For if you remember, Shantideva said in his engaging the Bodhisattva deeds that there is no greater negativity than hatred, than anger. Yeah. So Shantideva said that there is no negativity like hatred, and there is no fortitude like patience. So in such situations, the verse advises us to accept the defeat, to take on the loss. Yeah, there's something to. I mean, we can relate this to karma, isn't it? Since we will never ever experience the result of an action that we did not create in the past, so as such, there is a point in that, isn't it, in accepting the loss here. Okay, then the next verse is verse number 6 says, when someone who I have benefited whom I have helped greatly, and in whom I have great hopes, you know, gives me a terrible harm, I will regard that person as my teacher, my precious or holy teacher. So verse number 6, the object, you know, the person that's mentioned in verse number 6, the people, either the people whom we have helped greatly, or those who we have much expectations of, that we have placed a lot of hopes on them, you know. So when these people harm us, when they take advantage of us, then we are advised to look at them, to regard them as our guru. Generally speaking, when those people whom we think we have helped greatly, right, and those people that we have a lot of expectations of, yeah, that we have great hopes of them, yeah, when they do something that we don't like, when they harm us, yeah, we find it more difficult, right, to tolerate, yeah, than to accept. And then somebody who has not helped us much, or somebody whom we don't have much expectations of, yeah. If those people harm us, I mean, there's not the kind of it doesn't bug us as much, yeah. The world, the people in the world, yeah, generally will consider this to be unacceptable, isn't it? Right. If somebody whom we have helped greatly, and somebody whom we have great expectations of, were to harm us, most people consider that really unacceptable, yeah? It's unacceptable, right?
However,
the advice here is for somebody who is a serious practitioner of bodhicitta and who is a dedicated practitioner of mind training. So for such a person, the advice, you know, is to regard, you know, people whom we have benefited and people whom we have great hopes of, but when they harm us, then we're supposed to regard them, well, the people who are practitioners of bodhicitta, who are practitioners of mind training, should regard that kind of people, as their gurus. The practice of patience is done when we are upset, when we are angry. So in order to practice patience, you need the condition for practice. You need the object, so to speak. Yeah. So only when in such situations, when we receive harm or from another person, then that is an opportunity to practice patience. And that person who is harming us becomes then an essential condition for the practice of patience. Yeah. So as such, we can regard, look at that person as a teacher, a guru. Many a times when people extend their help to others, like in our case, we usually help people with expectations. We expect something, whatever it is, we expect that something, we have a view of things, how things should turn out, isn't it? And that it should turn out after I help this person, right? Whatever it may be, isn't it? Right. But in the practice of bodhicitta, in the practice of the perfection, such as generosity and the perfections of ethical discipline and so forth, whatever practice and whatever help we extend to others, we do it without expecting anything in return. We don't even expect good karma. We don't even expect to reap the benefit of. You're not going with expectation of accumulating merit, not going in with expectation of even wanting to experience a positive effect from the ripening of the merit. So it is said, so it is taught in those teachings. Yeah.
독신이 자자다 전주스면 냠네 집에 갑라 아니 렌다 남매라 미래와지 고그래 소 독신다 거기 전주스면 냠네 집에 갈라 디스고도 왔다 다 자자다 나가 전지 자와 쳐와 지금 랑다 나바 친도 갈라 아니 식 조조 나바 영아디 자와 쳐다 비징이로 와 그러다 자와 쳐부 매바이나 태성 있으면 나바 연구여 말아 봐 나바 쳐면 직바이 나야 아니 태성 나바 쳐부 명하시 다 용세 조디 다 랑게 자와 쳐와 지기
So, in the practice, in the practice of bodhicitta, right? So whatever benefit we offer to others, whatever help we can extend to others, all has to be done without any slightest expectations of any reward, without any, not even expecting that that good karma will come back and ripen upon us without those expectations. Yeah. Because our problem is because when we help, we have all sorts of expectations, isn't it? And the greater the expectation, the greater the hurt when our expectations are not met. Yeah. So here, in the situation when we are harmed by people whom we have benefited, if we had extended that help, sincerely in the first place without any expectations, even if we are really harmed, in return, you know. Because of that, of the lack of expectations, the pain, the hurt will not be so great. Yeah. So, there is the hurt, but there isn't that pain that comes from, this, you know, expecting, you know, things to, you know, to turn out in a certain way, right? Yeah.
Oh, 도시네, 제자다.
So in the context of the mind training, in the minor mind training, bodhicitta, it is said that whatever practice we do should not be done with any expectations of any reward or you know, in a form or, you know, or having expectations of reward or ripening of good karma in the future, right? And I think this is not expecting any reward or good karma in the sense of something that has to do with samsara experience. Yeah. If you think of, for example, the practices or the mindset of the person of small capacity, they do accumulate merit, they abandon non-virtue, right? They also practice generosity. Yeah? But deep down, all those practices are done expecting something in return, isn't it, right? Or you practice generosity because you want to be rich, right? Isn't it?
어떠세요? 다 들에 아니지 거기 숙상화 아니 숙제화 아니지 녹조차화 다 되게 지도명네 다 진바다 추림 속에 되도 욕으로와 다 조조 치마를 믹시다 치마 오돌라빈 고반을 믹시티 양나 친구 욕으로와 다 남주다 기우 충진 최소 수에 난다 기우 충에 양나 지를 찾기도 와.
So a person of small capacity does engage in the practice of generosity, looking for wealth and prosperity in the future, right? In the future lives. They engage in the practice of patience, perhaps looking for pleasant physical appearance, and good, having a good physical body in the future, right? So although these practices are done, looking for happiness in the future lives, is Dharma. But nevertheless, it is done with an expectation, right? And the results are essentially just a rebirth as a human or a celestial being in samsara, yeah? But essentially still an experience that is included in cyclic existence, samsara.
Yeah. Lenda namila rein to gala yang ko kanga chedwa ta chime lenda namila rena te us kanga chungare rawa ani so chipa chuli kare chebai na ta chedi chipu samdan chebai na yang ko kasore chedi ani lenda namila rewa chebai na yang ko kanga chedwa chime samdan na tira te us kanga chungare wa ko yi te bai na.
If you compare those people who practice generosity of a gift, so called not bringing a gift, you consider those people who give, charity, you know, looking for something in this life, versus somebody who gives, practices charity, looking for happiness in the future life. I would think that these are expectations, but the expectations are a bit different, yeah. And I would think that the people who practice, who give, looking for something in this life, you know, some reward in this life, will face more difficulties, more unhappiness. The persons of small, middling capacity and persons of great capacity are looking for any kind of reward or the ripening of good karma. Because the person of medium capacity is not looking for samsara. The person is looking for liberation from cyclic existence. So as such, you can say that, you know, perhaps that they don't have this kind of, you know, expectations of reward or good karma, or ripening or good karma, so to speak, right? Likewise, the person of great capacity, they are, yes, what they are looking for is enlightenment. Yeah, and to help others, right? But I don't think you would say that the persons of great capacity have, you know, expectations of reward. I don't think we can say that of them, of these people, you know.
어 도시네 도나게 디레카르스나 다 반 자주스미 냠라 칸데지 샤바이나 다 남주티나 요고도 왔다 련다 남미라 미래와시 고그레스 어 자주스미 냠라 신도가 련다 남미라 미래와스니 디 숨게요레 제자다 갑디 티레 제자다 가서 랑게 려와시 징게시기 아니라라 너바 중요도 가나 야치 랑라 가르스거레 보기 아 남일라 미래와지 고그레 세게 아니 지 람전이기 제위신이 더 훨씬다시.
So merely said in the teachings that for the in the practice of bodhicitta, in the practice of mind training, yeah, whatever practice, you know, one does, you know, one should not be doing with any sense of expectations of reward, you know, ripening of good karma and so forth. Yeah. So for such a practitioner, when they receive harm from people that they have benefited greatly, they are advised to look at these people as the teacher, reminding them of the need to practice without expecting any reward.
그러와 다티레 어티데시 안타이 요구요레 안 추진에 대두고 강사디 뺀나다 랑기 파 펜다 연도 갈라 아니 징알 펜다베 내갈라 년도 기르요레 다 그러와 랑기 아니 초차야 랑기 년차야 펜다베 갈라 랑기 족부차야 디다와 아니 지 티자라 아니 지다 랑마 너바 진도 갈라 아니 년도 마지와샤 너바 치마타도 년도 마지와 저르기와 땅주다 디데 차대시로와
For us, when that person person helps us during the time when the person is beneficial to us, when the person helps us, then the person becomes a friend,
right?
So when we help that, we extend help to whoever it may be, those people become our friends, right?
어떻게네? 드네마 아니시 티데 강사디기 라마 중세진 너바 진도 가라 기시 타겟템도 아니 다큐톡도 와 수랑 너바 쳔마타도 데로 강사디 dare chutuk tuwa.
And then when that person harms us, then immediately we become the enemy.
Rabo ta tinde samta do kana ta namjita parasara. Ta nye to kyue, nye dare kyure sege ta ko koe nye mik sungu tuwa. Ta tonda tinde koe nye mik kabla ni ta nye to chan. Ani si rangi ta shiu, ani si rangi topo shiu, si na ya. Ani si kisi nipa tela, ani si ta. Da chatwe, or water, Nipa Mimata, Tinukua, or Tindesi, Chixin Quiore, or Tindesi Betone, Tangwan, Cruella, and his Quiz Chola, Nipa Mavaris, on Daniel and Nipa Yamaris, Tindegia, Nisita, Nesus Dunyagi, and his Givishing to Tire, or Tisumpiore.
Yeah, it's evident, right? Clear, right? That friends become enemies, right? This is a characteristic of samsara. It is a fault of samsara. I think in the teachings they talk about how samsara is uncertain, right? In that friends can become enemies, isn't it? Right away. Because of some condition, no? Then that friend can become enemy. So when getting back to verse number 6 again, that situation when we receive harm from somebody whom we have benefited, and then we can then look at that person as a teacher, teaching us this particular fault of cyclic existence, yeah? The fault of uncertainty. Yeah?
어 독신이 다 간다 딘데 강사디 다 간다 지위신에도 다야 못 보이고도 와 다 랑라 서버급 년람이 아니 지금 랑라 아니 지금 전주 년 변하다 전주 생긴 년에 집에 가면 레와 매버시 고그랬어 딘데도 아니 코에쇼라 예바야 말 세기다 딘데기 다 랍셔 뜨니기 지위신이지 다 투배 있고 이어래 어때래
So there is a point here, yeah. In regarding that person as our teacher, as our guru, yeah, that person is a teacher of patience, teacher of telling us how we should not have any expectations of reward. That person is teaches us as a teacher, telling us, showing us. The faults of cyclic existence.
What did it? Tinessa, Tagana Sita, Marshivana Shireta, like Lemma Sheva, the Pitabra Senator, then the Namja Sambata, Kurwa, Lemma Sheva, the Pitabra, Sigurzanta, Tinere, Carson, Rangi Shin, Mar Anish, Consa Parabola, Nova Sheva, T, Anishi, Djibouti, Anish Tan, Ramatan, the Sava Jumet.
Likewise, thinking about karma applies in this situation as well, isn't it? Right? How, you know, it's always back to the same thing. Now, if we did not create the cause in the past, there's no way we will experience the result. Yeah. So the reason why we experience, you know, people returning harm for the benefit we have done is due to our own actions of harming that person in the past, yeah. So in that sense, then it is appropriate that we do receive harm in return, yeah, because it's a result of something that we have done in the past.
What does that mean? That is a way, but it's chitanta, no but chunda majung said that. So ranky leggy, but sever it, penata, pena carsore. Pena. Pena, that dipa pampa, that on the dipa pampa, papa concert in Zola, nobody went to. Dipa punchy, don't I met, said, don't I in dipa panta dugana, dipa by your concert, public concert in Zola, don't I miss you.
So
레기 긴기 바래. 레 매바이나 디베 레디 타 매바이나 안 나바디 욕기요 바래.
It is clear that we experience problems and suffering because of our negativities. Otherwise, there's no reason to experience problems and negativities, problems and suffering. Take the superiors who have abandoned negativities as an example. Yeah. So it is said that they never experience problems because they have already abandoned the cause of suffering, cause of problems. Yeah. So the fact that we experience problems and harm is the sign that we have negativities in our mind.
독신이 재산다 조조다 내 섬단도가라 아니지 가르쳐 내가 강조한테 랑기 레기 레기 쳐봐야 말라 섬도 거라시 나 랑기 레기 체제 아니 버르면 너가 중요하지 독섬단도가라 랑디 아니 버르고 너시도 누구도 와 랑기 레기 온게 버르면 너가 치주 바로 와 내게 이제 나도 버르보는 너가 바로바는 너가 너심께에 랑기 레기 쳐봐라 지시도 바로바니지 기바사중한테 랑기 쳐봐도 중요도 와 어랑이 체시하니 다동 벌어보 가사하니 아니 지금 예수님도 동안 체 어디 내자 다 마직 받았어 동안에 지금 다 소바 공과해 어디 숨겨야 돼.
So because of our negativities accumulated in the past, we are experiencing a harm and harm from that person. Yeah. So that person. So essentially, it is the doing of our negativities that is causing that person to. Dislike us, right? To have malice towards us. And when that person who is harming us then accumulates negative karma as well. So if you think about it, right? So we are essentially responsible for that person's accumulation of negative karma. So all the more the reasoning goes, all the more therefore it is inappropriate to get upset, to get angry.
어다 디데스 가서래. 제 제자다. 다다 가다메 손을 여번 나셔래. 나 펜 따베 렌도. 랑게시 펜시 파 따베 렌라 춘 너바 쳐바이나. 다 틀라 가르치고 그랬어. 닝제 굶고 그랬어. 나 약쇼지. 나 랑게 펜 파 따베 티 렌라 랑라 너바 쳐바이나. 아니, 딜레날 가르치고서 이제 공부 그랬어.
아, so the Kadamba masters tell us that the best thing to do in this situation, when we receive a harm from somebody whom we have benefited, the best response is to meditate on compassion. It is so. It is said, yeah.
어떤 일단 가르쳤다 신기 다 뒤대로 강다 따라 가세람스 다 돈다니 강서 신기 나나다 구루었다베 시시다야 다 나바치에 뒤대 중반이나 아니 지다 근데 중반이나 다도 아니 대탐지 아니 지금 탐지 전주 갈된 쇼스다 어떤 전주 토백이 까왔던 대물 쇼스 다도 아니 지다 다 몰람 대꺼야 아니 삼성 보여던다 마토와서 다도 몰람 대꺼야 어디 숨겨야래? 제자다 보기다 들에 예배 내라 아니 바람이 약부시 되고 그야래. 라는 예배 중에 내가 어디 숨겨야래?
So the teachings tell us that in such situations when we experience abuse, slander, harm, hurt from others, you know, we should even make the prayer that may those beings have the fortune. To achieve enlightenment because of their association with me in that way, because of having done those things and related to me, then actually from that, may they actually be fortunate to achieve, may they have the fortune to achieve enlightenment. Yeah.
Tak jiwi singa ta ya tere pen ta ngon zon nam chu ta jiwi singa yin sin ta pen na rang la ta ta donpa chi nge, ane lung na nge, ta chui shi nge, ane 탑에 남동에 다디 기회 신경 쓴다 남주다 같이 침부렸어. 디 순간으로 와. 와. 아, 디 라반나신 다 라게 마시나 돈도 주베 개요 바로 와.
In general, we regard the virtuous friend, the guru, as very kind, isn't it? The person who gives us vows, transmissions, teachings, advice, and so forth. Generally speaking, they are regarded as kind, isn't it? And it is not it is not very appropriate to disregard their teachings. Their advice, isn't it? Generally speaking, it is considered, right?
독신했다. 아니지, 또 뭐만하신 랑 순국이야래. 아니지, 남녀네 라반하신 랑 남녀네 지구가 뒷맛이나. 그 단도 조회 개요 말아봐. 어다가 나신 대라였다 빼나. 랑은 너버치니 강사디. 아니지, 원해지 소반 남녀 친이지. 기회신이 책을 찾았다. 랑의 공부구야로 말도 랑의 마검나. 그거 단도 조회 말아봐. 어디 전화실에.
So if we don't, we can receive vows from the teacher, but if we don't keep the vows, we're not going to achieve anything. So if we receive teachings from the virtuous friend, but if we don't practice, we're not going to achieve anything. Right? We don't achieve anything. So likewise, when faced with the enemy who is the teacher of patience, if we don't, practice patience, then we're not going to achieve anything as well.
어떻게 해? 다 뒤에 삼다는 거 오늘 집 보기다. 그래 가서 와요. 다 기회 신의 세리 돈다니 랑 섬나 아니 교화 중에 지라 기회 신의 소 랑 섬 모르고 아니 니몽 토성 전절 아니 지금 오늘 집 교화 땅 통해 들어 기회 신의 수단 오늘 들에 그거 보기다. 교화 땅 통해 지 오늘 뒤 다이 뭐마 다 토성 자그 텔라 다 교화 땅 통해 지라 오늘 시다 럽통해 시 교화 땅 통해 지라 다
What exactly is a virtuous friend? You know, we talk about virtuous friend, the guru. You know? I mean, essentially, that person must be somebody who is effective for your mind in that through his teachings and, you know, his guidance, right? Then your mind actually change, transform. Your mind just change, you know, transform. You know. That's then. So the person who can do that to you is, I mean, then can be a virtuous friend, right?
어떻게 제사 제사다 보기 가서래. 다 지단 데려 가서는 빼나 가서래. 문해시나 보기자 유신의 세대 문해시다 커리커도 봐 납통하지. 다시 너도 데려 시작했으니까 카드 랍통은 주고주세 다 소스 되나다 주고주세 너도 데려 시작했으니까 랍통하지 고구여래 나와 아니 데 용화라야 다 나와 남아다 남의 대화 약복 고구여래 대화 고구여래 나와 데 맨날이 거다 간도 용구여 말했다 오늘씩 대화 여봐이나 다 기회 신경쓰이다 마티고 찍는도 쓰네 카드 찍다
In reality, the virtuous friend, you know, our gurus, the so-called guru or the virtuous friend, has to be someone who can tell us right in our face, you know, without giving us any face, and tell us right in our face when we are wrong. In reality, that it has to be like that. The virtuous friend has to be somebody who we can accept, you know, telling us in our face, you know, that you're just wrong, you know, this is wrong, right? So then the relationship will be effective, isn't it? So, but of course, in order for that to happen in the first place, you know, there must be a good stable relationship between that particular guru and the disciple in question. Yeah, there has to be a stable, good connection, relationship. And then there has to be devotion also, right? Faith from the disciple side, right? Otherwise, it's not going to work, yeah?
Oh, that's the man, I'll go, Kaso, I'll go. And it's a pen, top, I'll let nobody say, you guys. What did it? 제산다 단다 지자다 독신다 남들 망 못다바이나 단 말하다 미르베나 말하 가스 말바다 미래 남다 때바이나 뜻대로 시위시다 가와치 행구도와 이제 신이다 다가바이 말에 또 남다 망치 킹기야 대대 또게 아니 살람 또고 뉴스 속처에 라기 생기다 요 시위도 때 다티 구도와
So without you know, without if the relationship you know connection is not stable, it's not strong, there's no faith, then if the teacher tells us you know, right in our face you know, what is wrong with us you know, instead of benefit there's only harm to us yeah right there's only harm right there's only problems yeah, basically. So if you, you know, I think many of you know the story of how Marpa treated Milarepa, isn't it? So if you look at, you know, that those examples and you can see how Milarepa was able to bear so much hardship, you know, and how, you know, his mind was so, you know, so transformed you know, from his relationship with his teacher Marpa, yeah.
어떻듯이 제작다 어떻게 되는 거래? 나 등산 직접 다래다 거야. 그 가서래. 당은 요 말로 직티래. 어떻게래? 나 얘기 있으니 나 기준이 뭐로 마셔나? 나 드기야 말이 아니 보기다. 바로 배 더 받아 등기 신이 누구야지 책이야래. 어떻게도다? 하라시 네가 요 말로지. 어떻게 되래?
But in these days and times, you know. If you look around, you look at people who are in the role of teachers. Yeah? Most of the time, teachers have to be politically correct. You know? They have to say things that the listeners like to listen, like to hear, you know? And they have to act according with the wishes of the audience, the wishes of the listeners. So as such, therefore, you don't see any progress on both sides here. Yeah? Both the teacher don't progress, the students don't progress, yeah. So the position, the role of the teacher and the disciple sometimes becomes a blurred, you know. I wonder sometimes who is the actual teacher. Yeah.
What did that show? Jig Lago Samson. Oh, Toshin, Chazanta, Karas, Pata Masanji, Suentire, Karas. Kajun Tapu Tangais, that then Kajun Tapu shoes, that you sing, that it tell you magic or that tell you another tennis, could tell you magic. 아니 그 대지 거를 변하지 라메 갖추고 싶 넘바이나다 소 면도 성바이나 마성바이나 가비 변하지 까지 랑겠다 지 미기라 있네라 강하다 지 시시슈 땅바이나 아니 지 당가 저 잡봉아 타야나 싱레스 대지다 공가 저 잡봉 변하 사 잡봉아 타야도 가나 강하 재미도와 가시 조시 탕그러와 어찌나 신지 아니 지다
The great yogi Padamba Sangye said that a scolding from a guru scolding us you know, is like the recitation of a rafu mantra. But of course, this advice is meant for those who have devotion, who have faith, yeah. Isn't it? So, whether we've committed a mistake or not, you know. But when the guru scolds us, you know, and even you know, in the midst of other people, you know, if one has faith, you know, then one is able to regard that scolding as a rafu mantra. Usually when we do think quite highly of rafu mantras, yeah, isn't it? We have no issues with reciting them. We like to, isn't it? wow, this Rafu mantra is very powerful. You know? Well, you know, we happily adopt it, we happily recite it, isn't it? Actually, the guru, you know, scolding us, you know, is the one of the best antidote remedy to our ego. In the first place, why we cannot tolerate such scoldings from the guru or from anybody? You know? Why? Our ego, isn't it? It's just our, we just cannot accept it because of our pride. Yeah. So the scolding is like a Rafu mantra, and a beating is like receiving initiation. So it is said, you know. So if one has the idea that receiving a beating is like receiving initiation, one will have no issues with that. One will receive it happily because, you know, generally people like to receive initiations. Right? So it is said that a beating, you know, a thrashing, a beating from the guru, you know, yeah, it's like receiving initiation in that, you know, you can, a beating can, said to, from the virtuous friend, is said to purify a lot of negativities. Yeah. But of course, again, this is an advice for those who have faith.
Yeah.
If there is an obstacle to be pacified, this is the thing that will pacify your obstacle. If there's anything that can bless you, this is the very thing that can bless you. So, you know, when we get a beating or when we get a scolding, you know, that is the real blessing, because it is a remedy to our ego, our pride, isn't it? So when our mind changes for the better, when the mind transforms, you know, when it's an antidote to remedy to our ego, our afflictions, you know, that is really received. That is the real blessing, isn't it? Right. So therefore, it is said, you know, if there's any bless, this is the blessing. Yeah. Anyway, these are advice for practitioners, people who really want to practice, yeah. And those who know how to think. And those who know how to think, know how to practice. Essentially, this is just adopting a different mental perspective, right? So, it's just that, right? So, if you know how to think, if you so-called practice, that is what knowing how to think, then it is said that all these, you know, putting up with scolding and beatings and, you know, seeing the enemy as persons and so forth, all of this becomes possible, yeah. So, it is said, yeah.
Oh, don't The
teachings tell us that in any wherever we go and whoever we relate to, whether the person is a friend or an enemy, if we can look upon them as a teacher, we can look at them, regard them as teacher, then the teachings tell us that then we will always be happy. We'll always be able to stay happy. So if we practice, if we train, all of this is possible. Yeah? It's a matter of training. So if we get at it, then we will be able to adopt this kind of view of the world. Yeah? Regarding the enemy as a guru, and regarding, if you're able to regard, right, whoever we meet as a teacher, whether it's a friend or enemy, we can see them as a teacher. So they said that we will always be happy everywhere. This is pretty much the same as what is said in the Guru Puja, that there's a verse that says when the environment is filled with the results of non virtue, and when suffering pours upon us in our life, like rain, we should look at them as look at them as the results of the ripening of our non virtue, yeah, and in such a way, then may we be able to bring all the obstacles, all the unfavorable conditions, and make them a positive condition that will contribute to our enlightenment. So in short, whatever good or bad that happens to us, it's all results of our own karma. If we can accept this, remember this and accept this, then I guess we'll always be calm and happy, isn't it? We accept things, yeah. As I mentioned in the previous lesson, yeah, so Aryadeva in his 400 verses talks about making a distinction between the person and his or her afflictions. I think making this distinction is very important. Yeah.
어떠한 시다디 강아 집안에 다다 가서 다와 탁에 가르치시 가르치 말아 집안도 아니지 가르치나 디디 심지니모 가서 디디 심지 심지 이겨 말해서 다와 탁에 강아 라운 너발아서 바깥에 믿어봐 주네 심지 이겨 말해서 가르치나 가르치나 디지기 니몽 이겨 말해서 심지 이겨 말해서 와 아니지 다 좁아냐보다 가르치 말해 라운 너발아서 가르치 말해 심지도 교 말해 디지기 니몽 이겨 말해서 와 디니 아니지 개발 치시 와 심지기 니몽다 심지 세디기 아니지 개발 치시 아니 심지는라 초벌이 미쳤어 심지는라 아니 초아 마치스 어두시는 송도와
likewise Chandragati said that in the face of when experiencing a harm from somebody, we should attribute the problem to the person's affliction and not to the person himself, and we should not get upset with the person.
Yeah. 당당히 대지기 니모들라 갑대 잡고 해. 감사들라 갑대 맞아. 어디 숨겨야래. 그럼 감사들라 가두는 제외로 제와 치고 해. 대지기 니모들라 다 너시도 따고 해. 어디 숨겨야래.
So the teaching says that we should not confront the person, we should not oppose the person, but rather we confront and oppose that person's afflictions. Yeah. So we should have affection for the person, but oppose his or her afflictions.
Yeah. 어, 나다 나절이 가가시 가로. 제가 바로 벼랑을 측수부 주인도 가라. 즉, 측수부 꿀대만 되네, 신도 가라. 랑을 너바 치기하면, 쪼쪼 너바 치사니, 마절되는 너바 치야지. 제가 진대기 아니지, 캐바지 치도 마이나. 진대의 삼마 치도 마이나. 먼저 다, 직바도 삼마 당장, 시위지 삼마 너바 치고도 와. 가가 삼마 당장 아니지, 바로 벼 너바 치기, 마이 가게는 너바 치기도 진대기지. 말은 너무 참아 말해. 마이 완전히 갑자기 열었어. 뭐, 내에서 뭐 떠나야 하고 개발을 용하지.
Likewise, we don't see that we are our pride, isn't it? I mean, we are different, right? I mean, the person and we and our pride is a different thing in reality, isn't it? Right? So when we receive harm from another person, a scolding or a verbal abuse or what have you, you know, we find it very difficult to tolerate because we feel that it is an attack on us, right? Right. We tend to conflate the two, right? Our ego and ourself into one, right? But if we can, you know, if we can entertain the view that that person's abuse is directed at my ego, not me, then it makes it a little bit more palatable, easier, no? Easier to, you know, handle, right?
That is some cocktail, and it's a carcina, so to that. Mitova, you had it, my children is new curva, then you moved against new curva. That's so it down over the new mushagger, till it never changes, Gago, as you know. 그러면 대랑랑 강산가랑 내가 지키고 말어 어떻게 되겠다 꼬치 개발 체제에서 또 써봐야 땅 투바이나 아니 지고 년내 시도 그날 모임에 나 뒤대기 잡아 유그래 또
들어. The reality is that our afflictions, such as our anger, our pride, our ego, they are our real enemies. Our real main enemy are our own afflictions, our own pride, our own ego. Yeah. So when somebody harms our afflictions, when somebody harms our pride, we should be happy, isn't it? I mean, reality is that's the reality. You know, we should be happy. We should be thankful. Yeah, but that's of course that's not what we think. Yeah. So, but you know, if we really, but it is possible. You know, if we really think well, we see that you know, there is indeed a difference between ourself and our afflictions. Then, you know, it is possible really to then think that that person's abuse, you know, and harm is directed at my ego, my pride, my afflictions, rather than seeing it as a, how to say, a personal attack. Yeah. If we see the point behind this distinction, it will make a difference. Yeah. It really makes a difference. Yeah. But of course, for us, it's difficult, right? I mean, it's difficult to accept, right? Yeah.
Huh? You listening or falling asleep? I don't.
So if we think well and be honest, you know, we call ourselves practitioners, we say we accept karma, but when we experience a small problem, we cannot even deal with it, right? We don't want to deal with it, we cannot tolerate it. Right? So this is a very obvious sign that we are not practicing Dharma at all, isn't it? Yeah? You know, it doesn't matter whether you recite how many prayers a day, you know, you do sadhanas, or you recite Om Mani Padme Hum every day of your life, you know. But you know, when something, even something small happens, then we cannot tolerate, yeah? We cannot put up with it, you know? It's just a sign that, yeah, it's a very clear sign that we are not practicing Dharma, yeah. So when somebody, you know, stares at us, you know, in an unfriendly way, or you know, or says something, you know, criticizes us, you know, or say something, just something unpleasant, you know, something short. You know. Even then, we cannot tolerate, right, isn't it? Isn't it? So we think, you know, then what kind of Dharma practice have we done all this while, you know? There's nothing to show for at all, isn't it? Nothing. Yeah, so we all have to reflect on this, right? So practicing Dharma means changing the mind for the better, subduing the mind, right? So practicing Dharma, the result of practicing Dharma should be that, you know, regardless of the situation, you know, whether we are happy or whether we are sad, we are suffering, you know, the mind has to be calm and relaxed and virtuous, yeah. Yeah, that should be the result of practice, yeah.
Yeah. 아니 식다 도스데도 가라 아니 식원에다 지 간도 계속 치네 또 죽든데나 오늘 이제 초반 하신지 동대시 아 딱게에 충중 체벽가 소마도 했어 아니 식다 되게 초반만 입에 딱 쓰고도 무효했어
So the in the teachings they say, so I don't remember exactly from who, but perhaps maybe Kundang, Kundang Rumzi. One looks like a Dharma practitioner when the weather is good. I mean, it means when things are going well, you know. When things are going well, you know, then you know you're keeping up the appearance of doing your prayers, you know, prayers or your practice, you know. So you have the appearance of a look like somebody who is practicing Dharma. But then when something something bad happens, you know, then one cannot tolerate. You know, one don't know how to deal with it. You know, then suddenly, then the appearance of a practitioner is gone, right there, right away.
Oh, do you need that? Then you take a plan to check the some like who matter not that the should be so said that one can choose chicky or man, choose chiba nang sing, choose can chicky or man. Not can a chungjung chiba and sing with so much. And the matuna go to be so some chiba, go choba marawa, that on the disubia, just on that. 그래서 디네도 차티기도 와 그렇고 주변 쑥도 없이 모든 건 초반원의 책이야 말이야 이게 충전이 되면 생길 수 없는 것이 어디 쑥이야 제가 디네 마성원시 구글에서 출신에 있는 어디 쑥이야
So the teachings tell us that if we are a Dharma practitioner or we want to be a Dharma practitioner we should not become like this no? We have to become a Dharma practitioner. If we want to be a Dharma practitioner, or if we are a Dharma practitioner, we have to be an actual Dharma practitioner, and not just look like a practitioner, having the form of a practitioner. But unfortunately, we are like that, isn't it? We only have the form of a practitioner, isn't it? We say we do prayers, we do this, we do that. You know, we look like we are practicing, isn't it? Well, of course, when things are going well. We think we are practicing, but something bad happens in our life, some difficulty, some challenge, then we don't know how to deal with it, we don't know how to react, we react in a negative way, we cannot put up with it, refuse to accept it, Then that is a sign that we have never been practicing Dharma. Yeah. So therefore, teachings tell us that to keep this in mind, that we should really try to become a practitioner and not just look like a practitioner. Yeah.
어떠세요? 다디 오늘 제딱 닦았는데 랍샷 망보래 이거 딱 가와야 돼 뒤에 거야. 그래서 그다음에 랍샷은 좀 약보시다래. 오늘 제 칼도 답하지. 칼에 것도 숨하시. 이거도 생기. 오늘 제 먼저 칼을 숨비거래. 이거 저 뒤에 차디거래. 그래서 닦았는데 랍샷 두세 개거래. 그렇다 이거 저 균티 세우신이 만든 시대를 가는 답시 한 것 같은데.
So there are many such advice, on practical advice, practical and realistic advice on dealing on practice, you do find in the sayings of the great Kadampa masters of the past, right? If you look at the teachings of the Kadampa master, they're very straightforward. Very practical, realistic, they tell you right in your face immediately what's wrong with you and what you need to do,
Oh, 재산 다티 다치래 재산 디데이다 거소수 균디 모두 지가래 다 균디 균이 뭐 시시 다 오늘 지 다티도 재미도 있습니다. 이거 당과 아니 다 저 강차바이나 거기다 쓴 교화 줘야라 다치 디데이 랍지 랭과에 어떻게 조조 거기다 주의식항 체바이나 보겠다 소속이다 습지교하다 라보다 아니 니모 두숨 충으로 다야라 아니 두거듭니다 아니 주도다 슈다 땅과야 디데이 바래
So we should regard these advice and these teachings, these instructions an introduction to our faults telling us what is our problem and what we need to do with it. Telling us that we need to get rid of those faults here. So we should regard whatever teachings, you know, that we learn and practice, you know, in that way, you know, that they should be in clear, they should be, you know, they should clearly indicate to us the teachings. We regard the teachings as a clear indication of our faults, of what we need to do, you know, and that whatever we learn and practice must contribute, must transform our mind for the better. And in particular, they must result in our afflictions becoming weaker over time. Yeah.
Then,
verse number 7, Donna, in short, both directly and indirectly, do I offer every happiness and benefit to all my mothers? I will secretly take upon myself all their harmful actions and suffering. So both directly, if there's any benefit that we can offer to others, then we do so, and we take upon ourselves all the suffering of others. Yeah. So this is it shows the practice of Tonglen, giving, and the practice of giving and taking. Tong, giving. So there's this mind training prayer, which goes something like, you know, when I experience problems and suffering, may my experience of suffering and of all the suffering dry up the oceans of suffering of all sentient beings. Yeah. And when we experience happiness, which is of course the result of our own having accumulated merit in the past, then we experience happiness and benefit and all the good things. Yeah. So when things are going well, then we dedicate, you know, all this happiness, you know, and to all sentient beings, yeah, wishing that may they also experience this happiness.
아 도시네 돈다이 다 딘데게 섬 땅제 돈다이 다 무슨 소소야지 냠네 집에 갑라야 딘데 섬 땅 나신 아니지 다 딘데 섬 오늘 약고 땅 도배나 가열라 시험하다 배도 치도에 요구요래 아니지 다 세고 내막이 냠답에 가사라 세단 코다 매너스 뭐 지혜기 가열라 무수양지 라네 치도에 팀매나야 아니지 다 상황세지다 300권에 어떻게 다 집다기 시원하시래 동네기 냠내 장에 다 상해 상황세지 다 저 생비동네 지혜자 상황세 다 되시는 요구도
If we actually have these positive mental attitudes, if they are ingrained in us, right, then it will show itself on a practical level, in that if we have those really helpful mental attitudes, then if we meet with destitute and the poor, we will readily happily give food, clothing, necessities, you know? Yeah. So on a practical level, it will show, it will manifest in a practical action. Yeah. But even in situations when that is not possible, yeah, if we on a practical level, we cannot do something directly, but we still can secretly do it. Yeah. So secretly means we do it on a mental level. Even if we cannot give on actually give, but mentally you can dedicate, you can give, you know? Right? Because it is done in the mind, nobody can see, isn't it? So therefore it is, there's one explanation of the word secret,
yeah. Dashi nyamji nyamlendi, wani jikta, pagi sawandu uche, shita, sawi nyamlendi, sungai di zozo, ani jik nyiranam ji loyu tu shungma shungwa. Lhagwardu, ani chanju sambalaya ta, ombu nudu nyiwe, ombu dubu namje loyu tu shungma shungwa. Zozo, chanju sambalaya, ombu namu nyamlendi che, sungai zanda, duksini sawa sinda, dine sungai jik tiri, ta chanju sambalaya, ombu namu kone nyamlendi che tuwe shi, shingi chimu tunga shi, jaga, sawi duksini nyamlendi sungai di yungudu.
It is said, right, I think in the Gajin Bhusava deeds, right, that the practice of exchanging self and others is to be done in secret. Why is it to be done in secret? Why is the practice of exchanging self and others a secret in the first place? Yeah? Because such a practice of, you know, exchanging ourself, exchanging self and others, is something that cannot fit the mind of the hearers and solitary realizers. And even amongst bodhisattvas, there are bodhisattvas who are dull faculties and who are sharp faculties. It is said that even the practice of exchanging self and others cannot fit, you know, the minds of the bodhisattvas or dull faculties. So such a practice of exchanging self and others is meant for those of sharp faculties.
What did they give that?
Bodhisattvas, yeah. We have no faculties, I guess. Not even a hero.
That didn't show that the matter towers me to get that
Okay, then the last verse. Anyway, there is in this translation it says, undefiled by the stains of the eight worldly dharmas, the eight worldly concerns, may I, by perceiving all phenomena as illusory, be released from the bondage of attachment.
Oh, that day, Chitan, Pogita, Sharapin Yamle, the Sharapin Yamle, La Chagiore, that Timabacheta, Juk to Washekia, Tinegis, the Yamakan Chavina, Juk to that, the way Yabota, 또 이답이 시작하고 예답이 오지고 대답이 시작하고 구구하라고 드려요.
So this verse shows the practice of wisdom. Yeah. So it is said that we should dedicate the merit, isn't it? After any practice, right? And the dedication has to be sealed with emptiness, right? So that's how we should understand it. Yeah.
어떠시니? 다 던다티래. 뺀다다. 나 취직이 팀에 막고 봤어. 나 뒤에 공두셔야겠냐. 나 간대 잡아있나? 딱 거기다. 가, 직대 취직에다 맡아봐서 고구여라 했어. 어떡시니 냠네 치고야. 딱 뺐나다. 직대 취직에 써야 되다. 딱 뺐나. 뺐나. 차상도 하고 오면도. 딸에 갈보, 낙보, 타와 써야 된다. 이것도. 간나 타섬 써야 된다. 이것도. 그럼 딱 낙보 써야 된다. 렐러보래. 딱 가시나다. 세디. 세디 샴바다. 뒤에 된다. 아니 지다 지금 취재세 취재 시험 받은 데는 제가 되다 주기 나쁘자고 하래 어디 대단 대박이나 아래 당보다 취업하는 말도 해시
숨머리 중입니다 제 나무제 가무제 숨머리
타와
타
타모스고 낙관번 나고 타와
타모
맞다
대마 맞을 바로
대마
맞을 바로 안 믹스로 믹스.
믹스. 더.
그리고 나보지, 나보지.
네. 대봤어.
대봤어요. When we talk about, you know, the eight worthy dharmas, eight worthy concerns, yeah. There are three forms of the eight worthy concerns, yeah. So, the usual one is the eight black worthy dharmas. Then you have the eight white worthy dharmas and the eight mixed worthy dharmas, yeah. So the eight black worldly dharmas. Anyway, before that, it is whatever we do in life, whatever practices in particular, they should not be done with the motivation of the eight worldly concerns. They should not be stained by the eight worldly concerns. And the eight worldly concerns that we usually talk about are the eight black worldly dharmas. And that simply refers to, the motivation of the attachment to this life happiness. Yeah. So, yeah.
어떤 남주 직대 용기치에 다 직대의 최제, 사 직대의 최제, 사 직대의 용기치에 다 먼저 직가서 다 직. 냐바 중나 아니 시우 가보요. 냐바 마중나 미가보요. 다 직대 직대의 지이처럼 왔다 되게 중나 가와 안 동아 중나 미가와서 다 된대겠다. 떠봐. 저바주나 가교래 매바주나 가교 말에 아니 싶다 년다주나 가교래 아니 미녀바주나 미가 찍어 왔다 찍대 찍용 다나와 찍대 쉐게 쓴
It is the view of the world that usually basically everybody is happy to be happy and not happy when suffering. Everybody is happy to be praised. Nobody likes to be criticized. People hate it. We hate criticism, and everybody likes good reputation, and we dislike bad reputation. This is the way of the world, right? So you know, this is a worldly concern, so to speak, right?
어떻게 다들 다들 지금 추계는 대박이나 당연히 추념에 강치에 갑나요 지금 추계당 맞대고 구구열에 소티 순구열에 지금 추계당 대박이나 추에지 추수 두구열 말이야 어디 순구열
So whatever practice we do, whatever we do in life, if it is mixed with these eight worldly concerns. So even if it is a Dharma practice, but if it is done mixed or motivated by these eight worldly concerns, then that practice will never become a Dharma practice.
Yeah. 대기 경기 아니 지금 가서래 제가 쉬 샴바 총지 아니 쓴 촉발 미쳐왔어 나 졸라자 티켓을 티 그거 말을 쓰기야 말해 티 경기다 쓴 아니 지금 마시와 치시 아니 지다 선 축바이나 다 미디게시 또 조 랍샤티스레
Well, it's not that we don't need happiness, gain, praise, and good reputation. Yeah. Well, it's not about rejecting them. Yeah, in fact, there's a case for wanting praise, good reputation, gain, and just to be happy, isn't it? But the point is not to be so emotionally attached and involved with them, you know. So, until the point that you know the mind becomes disturbed, you know, by these things. Yeah? So the If we are very attached to these things, if we are very emotionally involved with these things, that we know we are so attached, we want praise, good reputation, gain, and gain. And so forth. Yeah. Then we have a lot of expectations. Yeah. We build up a lot of expectations and hopes and fears. Okay? So the greater our attachment to these things, the greater will be our fears, our expectations, and our hopes. Right. And driven by these expectations, our expectations of things and our fears and our worries, you know, then we become hypocrites, yeah, isn't it? Yeah, we say we have to act in a way, we have to pretend, you know, we have to act and speak in ways that we don't actually, you know, feel like doing it most of the time. But we have to pretend, you know, smile. You know, we don't feel like smiling. You know, you have to say nice things to people, but you know, you don't feel like it. Actually, you don't really mean it at all. No, but it's just, you know, we just say, you know, because we want something, isn't it? We want this and that. You know, so.
Oh, today, that tanda today, that tanda ni kasuara ta. Today, kis ani cik ta nesuji cahyong esih. Tako nyapa cangpa ta. That in the Asian shoot to the end, well, sang rung a job in a number of Tamashi. That in the mind of a lot, singing at a collectively, is she changed a lot of work? Oh, is a lot of rush. That is also two side house and a pocket. The bottom tinsel and is using where the one did the chimbushi and that did it. Did they see you there? It's similar, but
yeah, because of you know, attachment to gain, to praise, to reputation, you know. Then we act in you know, all kinds of ways, you know, like hypocrite, isn't it? Saying things that we don't mean, you know, it's like, and then the people, you know, there's some people who do catch on, you know, isn't it? Then, you know, if they know that what we are up to, then they will gradually lose our trust, lose their trust in us, isn't it? Isn't it? So all these, because, you know, comes from, you know, very strong wanting to be famous, wanting to be praised, you know, wanting to profit, you know, gain.
What did that today do that to that today? Poggy, choosing that to that, that derby 20, that cookie you are in a tiller shoe is a shinchache. And if I was you, she teaching us that today some tongues in Debai, not a kind of bushy tedes to the disuguer the chess on that. Tea and subs of chickware, the lapsetics disuguer it. What did it?
I mean, we need material development. You know, we need Of course, we want to be happy. We need to be happy. It's okay to have to be praised. It's okay to have a good reputation. But if we become attached, if we become very attached to these things, they become very emotionally involved in these things, then this becomes a condition for us to meet with many problems. Yeah, a lot of fear, anxiety, you know, hopes, and worries. So it happens to all of us, everybody, you know. No, even as so-called practitioners, isn't it? But because of, you know, attachment to praise, attachment to reputation, you know, then you see, you know, people are having to put up a false front, having to act, you know, holy, you know. There are some teachers like that, right? You know, having to put on a front, pretending to be holy, you know, speaking, saying all kinds of things, basically just putting on an act, you know. Yeah.
我对了，当供养那些呢，大概的，那些当这样子搞过了的，当对吧？的，两百元钱的，你说说去，三十元的，行不多啊？嗯，啊对了。Even
Even people who meditate, you know, sometimes maybe deep down they're looking for to be praised, isn't it? Yeah. So even though they're not really meditating, but they have to put on the front as if they can sit very well and meditate, because, you know, they want to be, you know, they want to people to regard them as a good meditator. You know? They can sit very well. Whatever. Huh? You know.
对，打点俺这搞的呢，打搞的，主搞的什么呢？打，做做个呢，打搞的，俺那些搞做了不？俺那些打看对就是，几个呢？打搞的，主搞的，几个呢？打多打点了，搞，打个的，打，准备速速把送完，塞的打个哪一点的？加上我那些不给打，对吧？打两把的打，我听那个些都把送完些，我打过了，那么打过些，过个的，那送速速速给俺送到学堂去去过些。
So yeah, anyway, whatever it is, you know, whether it is meditation, the study, practice, whatever we do, so we have to check ourselves, you know, to make sure that the practice, the so-called practice of Dharma, actually becomes Dharma, yeah, and not just look like Dharma, yeah. So, but I can't really say much about the other two, the 8 white worldly dharmas and the 8 mixed worldly dharmas. Yeah.
Does anybody know? Yeah. Huh?
なんぼでだなびよんだろわ。なにち、ちめとのみち。あ、ちめとのみち。そんなちょちゃじ。かねちゃんの。かぼちゃね。かぼれねみんなぼれ。みち。ちょわでかれしゃんでさ。だんじんのちんじんのみ。なんちゅうの。ちょわでする。ほんま。ちちゃうの。あ、でもさ。だじゃま。
Yeah, so if I find
something on this, yeah, I will let you know, yeah.
That
By perceiving all phenomena as illusory, so whatever, whenever we dedicate our merit, we should seal the dedication with an emptiness. And when doing practices such as giving generosity, we can bring to mind how the agent object action, illusory. How the agent object and action, right?
어떻게 나 대대시 따도바이나 돈다티레 돈다이니 따 담제 주말도 못 따도바이나 아니시다 또 신비 치와 수도티레 따 돈도 대지 치와 티레 초투베시
신비 치와
바로 왔다
If we are able to regard everything as illusory, then we will be able to be released from the bondage of grasping. That's why it's the bondage of grasping. Because the grasping here, we say it's attachment in the translation, but grasping, because it's grasping, chingwa, shenba. Here, the grasping here refers to the apprehension of true existence. So by perceiving everything as illusory, we can be freed from the bondage of that apprehension of true existence. Yeah.
어떤데서 디체바이나 원에 이제 간도에 나는 쇼트 좋아. 서브 좋아 또는 쇼트 좋아. 어떻게
So anyway, that's about it for these eight verses of mind training. So we will start with the other texts in the next lesson. Yeah. But you know this eight verses of thought transformation is very short. Short and concise, but very effective. So you'll be very good if we can memorize this text and treat it as a daily recitation, treat it as a prayer, daily prayer. Because if we can recite this every day from memory and reflect on it as we recite, then I think this really is the best daily prayer, I think. Most effective daily prayer, best sadhana, you can call it. Yeah. Because the words are not difficult to understand,
right?
You know, there are so many prayers and sadhanas that, you know, we may recite in our daily lives, you know. But, you know, if you think about it, you know, at our level, what practical, real practical benefit do they offer to us in our daily lives? But I'm not saying that you should stop your daily, whatever prayers that you're really reciting, whatever sadhanas or I don't know, whatever, yeah. I think I mentioned to you before, right? That somebody asked me, you know, oh, Can I stop doing some of my prayers because I have too many? Yeah? And I give you the answer, right? So as I mentioned before, right? I mean, if you are not reflecting or meditating anyway, then it's better to at least recite some prayers than not recite your prayers, yeah? But in the case of somebody who is really reflecting and meditating on the teaching, such as this particular prayer, isn't it? If you do it, you know, consistently, you know, you meditate on it, then even if you don't do other, even if you miss out on some of the other prayers, or you don't do some of the other prayers, I don't see anything serious about that. You know, I mean, missing or not doing some of the other prayers. But if you're not doing this, and then you end up also not doing the daily recitations, then I think that's really also pointless, yeah. So this prayer is short, and it is not difficult to understand. Well, of course, it is difficult to implement, but it's not difficult to understand. So if we can memorize this and then reflect on it daily, then you know, there's a practical benefit, yeah, isn't it? So and in particular, when we meet with challenges, when we meet with difficulties, and when we are in those moments when we are upset, or when somebody whom we have to associate, you know, closely on a regular basis, you know, so you know, many a times, you know, those people that we associate on a regular basis, you know, they may be friends, you know, or close ones, you know, but all they have to do is, you know, to say something, just something short, you know, but something perhaps nasty, something that we don't like, then immediately the person becomes an enemy, isn't it? So in these situations, it would be helpful if we can bring to mind these verses. The 8 verses is an advice for us they're telling us to be patient and to view everyone as precious, as dear, as a loved one, as a friend.
Oh, that's it, huh? What are so the what called the exam the paper, huh? Now you exchange with somebody else. Okay? Keep your those who want to read. You can request each other. If you don't want, then pass me back. Okay? So if you want to read somebody who wrote better, you just ask them, you can read, bring back Thursday. Okay? If you don't want to read your note by other people, then put here. Okay? Those who want to read somebody, then you request the person, can I read your note? Yeah? By reading, then you make yourself benefit yourself. Clear? Okay. Anyway, that Thursday, you must bring back all your note back to me. Okay.
So she